Earlier this month, about a dozen snow machines drifted off into the Bering Sea near the village of Quinguilinoc when a large chunk of ice broke off and drifted out. From member station KYUK, Charles Enoch reports.
It was an otherwise normal day of seal hunting when about 12 hunters were alerted their snow machines were adrift roughly 3 miles from shore with an ice floe that had broken off. Quinguilinoc resident Johnny Andrew Jr. was one of those hunters.
Those who went home ahead of us spotted them. We called them on the VHFs to ask if they got home. Then we hurried home, once alerted that the snow machines were 3 miles from shore. Then we brought them back to shore by boat.
Village rescuers pulled one snow machine out of the salt water. Another machine had already disappeared under the ice. Andrew says both machines were attached to sleds that dragged the snow machines off the ice when the ice was drifting in the currents. Andrew speculates the reason for the incident was caused by increased wave activity causing the ice to break off. Seal hunting in the spring is known for its many hazards, the most significant considered the unpredictable nature of the sea and wavy conditions even in calm weather. Conditions that can get the best of even the most experienced of hunters, as Quinguilinoc Elder Roland Phillip explains.
Since I've been hunting and traveling as a boy, I was repeatedly told that in the spring the sea is wavy even when there's no wind, breaking the ice even though it's thick. The sea doesn't tell you what it's going to do even on a good day. There are many dangers. Even the most experienced hunters run into hardships from time to time. We talk about it, but you can't completely avoid hardships. That's the way it's always been.
Since then, the Quinguilinoc River has broken up, giving hunters a safer, more direct approach to seal hunting. In Bethel, this is Charles Enoch.